Welcome to this edition of the Hagman Report. It is Thursday, 12th day of February, 2026. I'm Doug Hagman, and with me is Randy Taylor. I want to thank you all for your belief and trust in this platform. You know, I was going through some, just a lot of information today, a lot of investigative findings. Randy Taylor, myself, others, but specifically the running point on investigations. Randy, of course, on the online surveillance, myself online, but in the field. But when it comes to the events in Wisconsin, the domestic unrest, the terrorism, the chaos, of course, online surveillance is what I revert back to because of the proximity. But not in the same way, of course, that others do it, like these social media influencers, because they got into ChatGPT, or I'm sorry, Signal, the Signal group. We, of course, go into the websites and the forums and subgroups to attempt to get ahead of or on top of or wrestle with the people who, I should say wrestle with, the surveillance or surveil the people that are giving the orders. And then identify those people. So tonight, Islamic communist cultural subversives inside the U.S. and those who back them, the monetary backers of these people. This is what we're going to look at. There's a convergence taking place right now. Everything we spoke about back in the day, from the Muslim conquest, the plans to take over this country, it's taking place today. The cultural rot, how else would you describe the culture rot of the biology, how the globalists, not just, I mean, look, this is not a right or a, well, it's not right, left, or Republican, Democrat. This is globalist versus populist. This is communist versus conservative. This is demonic versus Christian. At the root, this is a spiritual battle. But when we look at things, of course, we're seeing things such as the, well, if we want to do a triage, because law enforcement, it's triage, essentially, when you have a stack of cases or when you have events unfolding in front of you, law enforcement, or from an investigative standpoint, I suppose it'd be better stated, is a process of triage. And then you look and you look for different common factors, or if there are any, you don't invent them, but you look for them. For example, is there any relationship to the chaos, again, the attacks on ICE and Somali / state fraud in Minnesota? Is there, of course there is. That was an easy one. Now, how about Epstein, Pizzagate, Pedogate, remember that? Is there any connection there to what's taking place today? And of course there is. And then we've got the Islamic component to toss in on top of all of that. So, and the communist ideologues that we see. So that's the scope of our optics today. We do have some videos, and we have actually, oh my goodness, I actually pulled a couple of videos. I think, okay, so if I'm not mistaken, I pulled, yeah, right. So from 2017, from this platform. Folks, you're from a, you know, I'll tell you something, and Randy Taylor, come on board. Come on, man. Join me.
Hey, sit next to me. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, how are we tonight?
Look at you, man. All cleaned up and
Yeah. Oh, why not? I thought I'll throw on a shirt and tie for my buddy.
There you go. Thank you.
Although with me putting on a shirt's a major battle with these hands.
Yeah, I was gonna say you didn't have to do that, but
that's all right. That tie was staring at me out of the closet.
Well, look at that. Nice tie.
Hey, a tie-in.
Tell you what, classing up the place, right? Yeah, okay.
Or dragging it down severely, sir.
I do that on my own. So, you know, and I was, yeah. Oh, how far I've fallen, right? No, I'm kidding. It's good to have you with.
Always a pleasure to be here. I love being with you guys.
I'm the spectator sport of watching we're going to throw in something else too. But the spectator sport of watching these oversight hearings and judiciary hearings and, you know, dragging people in there. It's really a spectator sport because nothing ever happens, right? I mean, Pam Bondi testifying and then Ellison and, you know, on the bad side, and then Lyons, the director of ICE, on the good side, but on the bad, nothing ever happens, right? I mean,
it's just like watching a circus, man.
I'm telling you, it's really a spectator sport, and it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be that way.
No, but so, unfortunately, we've let it get to that point. Yeah, that's on us, sir.
And you know, okay, so. And I always, you and I, we talk about this all the time. We talk about trying to go with solutions, right? I mean, solutions. We're all about solutions.
Yep.
Short of taking a musket and descending into D.C., I'm not sure what we can do. I'm not ruling that out, though.
That's Plan B.
That's plan B, right? And come on, folks, okay? And to the feds listening to this, have you no sense of humor, right?
Yeah. Doug, kneeling behind the guy in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
To steady the rifle.
Hey.
We're a threat.
Yeah. but you still have your aim, you know?
The getaway is even more impressive.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But see, I look at this and I think, okay, we, and I went through a whole series of videos, RT, from 17, 18, that we were able to salvage because YouTube, when they reside on YouTube, they blitz everything. But we had a private, like a storage area that we paid for. I don't remember the details precisely, except that I know that it was caught. Anyway, they ripped that. I mean, they blitzed that. So, yeah. So some of them that we didn't save on the hard drives, which we saved a lot, but then, interestingly enough, some are missing. Now, tell me how that happens from a hard drive. But we caught a couple of things here.
It's exactly 18 minutes.
18. Are you the new Rosemary Woods now? Is that,
the White House tape?
Right. And you know what saddens me is I wonder how many people are saying, who? Rosemary Woods? Yeah. Who's that? Which is okay. If you, it's okay. That's okay. Watergate.
We're learning you.
Yeah, there you go. Or no, actually, we're luring them.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, and I'm feeling pretty good today. By the way, just an update on Lady the Studio Dog. She's out of the critical condition and she's stabilized. She seems to be on the upswing. So that's making me feel good, making me happy. Yeah, so that's very good.
Buddy, we could see it on your face two nights ago.
Oh,
even Craig mentioned it today when we were texting.
I'll tell you what, but you know, she's not out of the woods, but she's a tough girl. And I had her for some blood tests again today, and 11 years, 7 months, pretty much with her every day. And she's, I looked in her eyes today and I saw that glimmer back, and I'm thinking, okay, good to go. Good to go. So, whereas Monday she was looking at me like, you know, I'm sorry. And it was just heartbreaking. But anyway, so, all right. So, however, I'm feeling pretty good. Hey, what about your opening statement? Of all the topics, why didn't you provide an opening statement?
There's so much going on. We were, all the stuff that you and I discussed today, any one of those topics is great to run with. I love seeing Keith Ellison being roasted. And that guy, and he has the balls to lie in Congress. I mean, this guy, there's no limits with him. And this is one man that belongs in jail. And in my lifetime, I hope to see him in a prison cell. And I know that's going to be hard to do, because he's maneuvered himself into a position where he's hard to touch. But it can be done, and they need to do it. They need to start putting some of these people that have really committed crimes. They need to put them in jail to show the rest of them party time is over.
So, okay, now here's a case I think RT, you and I can agree. This is the lowest of the low-hanging fruit in terms of political, political figures. He's attorney general of the state of Wisconsin, right? Or Minnesota. I'm sorry, Minnesota.
It's still low-hanging fruit as politicians go.
Right, right. Yeah. But in addition to that, he was proven to lie during a congressional or on congressional testimony under oath today. Yep. And in addition to all of that, in addition to his perjury, he also can be investigated, indicted, and charged with conspiracy along with the engagement in the fraudulent activities as a recipient of some of the funding and some of the quid pro quo stuff mm-hmm. taking place. Okay, so
namely what we used to call bribes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so the bottom line, he admitted, I mean, he's shown in video, evidence is there. Right? All Pam Bondi has to do is, or FBI has to do is, Congress simply just write up a referral, give it to the FBI. They investigate, validate all the information. All they got to do is rubber stamp the flipping video and hand it to Bondi and DOJ. And all she's got to do is bring him in. Okay. Man. Not that hard. I mean,
man,
you and I Whoa. Have done, you and I have done the, Whoa. The supporting documentation for charging documents. So
yeah. You can cupped a few people in my time.
Yeah. And you also place handcuffs on them too. yeah. But, I mean, this morning, you know, if we can do that, and I'm not trying to be self-deprecating. I mean, but look, they can do that. All right. Having said that, you want to play the extended version of this?
Yeah.
A few thousand. All right, folks, because I looked at the minute, there's like three different periods, and folks who are here at the beginning, I ask you, okay, don't look at this like someone just would on social media, you know, for entertainment value. Look at this in a couple of different directions, or from a couple of different directions. Look at the smugness and the most, look how assured he is that he's not going to go to jail.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what really enrages you.
Yes, yes.
Especially if you followed the antics of this clown since he was congressman.
Right. This as well. Now he was, don't forget, he was a member of the House and then the attorney general, but back in the late 80s, he was really part of the founding group, the group that founded Antifa. Okay, in Minnesota, he went to the University of Minnesota Law School, and he was part of the Revolutionary Bowling League, which and the Anarchist Bookstore group. And he was arrested in 1988. He was attached with Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam, and then he became a Muslim, or was a Muslim, became whatever. But he
became a visible Muslim.
Thank you. Yes. So
showing loyalty to other than the United States.
There you go. There you go. And you cannot be sworn in. And RT, you and I have talked about this. You cannot be sworn in the Quran or be a Muslim and have allegiance to the U.S.
Yeah. It's just swearing in the Quran. Tells everybody what they need to know.
Yeah. So, all right. So look at, folks, when you watch this extended clip, and I know you're going to say, Jesus, but watch it from the perspective. Watch his body language, of course. Watch the, obviously, the crimes happening in real time in that clip. Watch the smugness, the attitude, the refusal to answer a question. Watch how Ellison, as most of these mopes do, will deflect. They'll refuse to answer a direct question. They'll deflect. So much body language here, but so much investigative value to this.
And bear in mind what's behind already has happened in Minnesota, all the busts that have happened due to the corruption. Okay. And you have to ask yourself a question. This guy sitting in this seat as AG had to know about all the fake Somali businesses, all the misappropriations of funds, all the theft, all the crime, and men being taken from Minneapolis, Somali men, and sent over to the African continent to train with Al Qaeda.
That's correct.
Boom. Now, taking that in context, listen to this interview.
Oh, yeah, yes, please. And thank you for that addition. Important addition as well. So, all right, this in the show notes, which have been pretty much absent over the last couple of days at HagmanPI.com. The reason, of course, there really was none, given the guest lineup. Here are the show notes, or the show notes are at HagmanPI.com. This will be, video 7. My bad, cut 7 here in the show notes, HagmanPI.com.
Mr. Ellison, let me start with you. You're the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota. Do I have that correct? That's a yes.
Are you aware of you know the answer to that.
You're not going to answer questions? Are we going to... the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota, yes or no?
You know the answer.
Ellison, you're from now. So I suggest that you answer my questions. You the Chief Law Enforcement Officer of the state of Minnesota, yes or no? Let's try another question. Are you familiar with the billion historic fraud out of your state, including the $250 million, the feeding program?
Can you pause that for a second, Eric? RT, are you hearing like a twang? Or?
Yeah, there was a, yes.
All right. So, Eric Thicke, I don't know what the deal is, but I'm glad you paused it right there because the customary, as investigators, RT, myself, look, countless times, I've been in countless courthouses, countless, given testimony, I don't know how many times, okay, in federal, state, local, but federal court, many, many times, criminal court. It is customary to be asked a question of position. Are you an investigator? Are you, it's essentially the introductory. It doesn't matter if you're in that seat. You answer those questions. RT, you have anything on that? His refusal to like even play ball at the beginning. He went into this pissed off.
He's disrespectful. That just sums him up in a word. Disrespectful.
And
if you were innocent, you would be forthcoming with this information. Even that simple question.
Exactly. And I've been, look, I have been yelled at by judges, and I know, like, folks, that's hard to believe, right? Because I've got, you know, for being snarky or you know, giving up.
Snarky. Pissy
answers. Snarky. It's one of my favorite descriptions. So, he's a lawyer too. So, you know, when you can like bend the rules a little bit, approach the line, but not step over the line. This guy just tramples that line and kicks sand in the people, the faces of America. But the other thing too in this, and then we can get back to it, RT. The other thing is this is not a Minnesota centric or Minnesota only, problem. We have traced the pushing of instructional operations control that's taking place in Minnesota. We've tracked it pretty much to every state. Well, yeah, just about every state, every blue city in the country. Just saying, Ellison is just at this point a poster boy. But
Doug, he's an attorney general. If he was in a courtroom questioning someone, he wouldn't accept that answer. He wouldn't accept it, would he?
He wouldn't accept it, and I'd want to be there with the judge too, you know. But anyway, but of course, this has a formality, but it's not a court of law. But it does deserve the respect. Well, you know, that's questionable, that's arguable at the moment. But well, let's get on with it and just enjoy the show here. And again, this is. Entertainment show, because what's going to come of it? But you need to hear this.
Showtime.
Yeah, here it is.
The state of Minnesota, yes or no? Let's try another question. Are you familiar with the $9 billion in fraud out?
We got nothing.
I don't know. You know.
Maybe the shorter clip, dude. I don't know if you know where that's at.
I do.
Okay. I accidentally sent it to you after you sent this to me.
Yeah, that's fun. Folks, I'll tell you what. We'll give deference to the people in the chat. Have you seen this? Have you seen this exchange? Yes or no? And Eric the Tech, let me know if that's salvageable. Again, with the audio. Thank you. Thank you. Of course, I'm 10 seconds behind on the chat, so forgive me on that. So, Lynn, yes, you have. Yes, Holly doesn't let anybody slip through. You know, true, but Holly, but see, Holly can't bring charges. Holly, he can make referrals, the investigative referrals, and then the FBI can make, it can provide the charging the information for the charging documents to the DOJ, but so Sarah, no. Okay. It is rather glorious. Eric Tech, can we give another try or no? I mean, all right, we're going to give him 10 seconds. He said, so
he can work miracles in 10 seconds.
I'm going to tell you what, he's MacGyver behind the camera.
Yep.
RT, he's done a lot. And by the way, folks, RT is getting stronger. If you're listening to this for the first time, you don't know his history, understand he's had some major, major health problems. His recovery fund, if you'd like to contribute to that, because he's been on the battlefield, certainly do that. It'll be the link, the PayPal link will be in the program description box. And look, you can't send you can't send a check, or you can't.
It's got to be through PayPal, and yeah. I've explained that to people. That's a lot for security reasons.
Yeah.
I just don't give my address out. And unfortunately, I don't have a post office box. We're not sending it through to Doug through the show.
Can't do that.
Okay, because that'll trigger an audit. So yeah. we just don't play games like that. This is set up through PayPal with specific email addresses, and I have a gentleman that handles this for me. His name appears in the transactions. He does all my accounting, does my taxes. So it's clean as a whistle.
Yeah, and accounting, because that was the other thing too. We're very concerned with any kind of, and always have been, and always will be. You know, if we solicit for donations or funding for whatever purpose, in this case RT, we want to make sure that we're not. If I looked out and saw him driving a Lamborghini, which would be difficult for him at the moment, but nonetheless, that doesn't happen. So we want to be responsible with the money. Okay, go ahead, Eric Tech, and
$50 million in the Outreach program alone. You familiar with that? Don't turn to the pages in your book to get your potted answers. Are you familiar with it? Yes or no?
Yes, I am familiar with it.
Very familiar, aren't you? Because the people who ran the Feeding Our Futures program came to you in your official office in the state capitol December 11th, 2021, and asked for your help in getting educators backs. They complained to you for upwards of an hour about investigators going after them. They begged you to help them. You agreed to it. Amazing. And we know you did.
That's not
because
true.
It's all caught on tape.
Yeah,
every single sentence is caught on tape. Let's take
and
a
obviously
look.
You
said, it's not a question. You said to them, send me the names of all these folks who are investigating them. You said to them, send me their names, and I'll take that list, and I'll call the person over at Education who is investigating. Say, what's going on?
For the crying out loud. All right, folks, the link. Yeah, it's fine. The flipping link will be in the program description box of Hagman PI. We're just going to go. It's fun because Randy, he does. Holly loses at the end. And But there was one sentence that caught my attention. And that's when Holly said, you should be charged. And what was his response? Essentially, we'll see what you can do about that. Something to that effect.
Real smart ass.
Yeah.
But Holly flipped out so bad that Rand Paul had to settle him down. Warn him.
But you know what? I got to tell you something. I don't have any use for any of these politicians. No. I met Jim Jordan in D.C. in 2017, whatever year that was, and got a chance to talk with Jim Jordan. Oh, man. Oh, what a great guy. What the hell has he done?
It's a great show. Yeah, he's like Trey Gowdy.
Right. Trey Gowdy, okay, I thought I had wild freaking hair.
And they're talking about making Trey Gowdy to AG.
Yeah.
We don't know. Then nothing will get done. anything's getting done now.
We can go in our chat room and we could pick someone out of our chat room on Rumble, the Hagman Report chat room, and they would make a better AG.
Yes,
they'd make a better FBI director. They'd make a better name the position.
Yep.
Than anyone we have.
I don't know how anybody can do their job with all the interference they get. You know what I'm saying? Here you're running with your paragraph, and then people want to yank sentences out of it. You know, and all those sentences are what makes the paragraph.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I agree with you on that. By the way, Eric said, I don't know if you heard that.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So, because I don't know if it's just in my ear or if it's everywhere, but all right, let's try it again.
You agreed to it, amazingly. And we know you did.
That's not
because
true.
It's all caught on tape.
Yeah,
every single sentence is caught on tape. Here's what you said. Let's
and
take a look.
Obviously, you
said, it's not a question. You said to them, send me the names of all these folks who are investigating them. You said to them, send me their names. And I'll take that list and I'll call the person over at Education who is investigating them and say, what's going on? Why am I getting these complaints? Then you went on to say, I already have my team working on this. What day should we get together to discuss it again? You made pledge after pledge to them. You said, we've got to make sure this guy who's investigating them stops it. You said, you have my attention. I'm concerned about this. You said, let's go fight these people, meaning the people who are investigating the fraud. Why'd you do it? Why'd you help them?
Are you going to let me answer?
Please, we're all ears.
So first of all, you're cherry picking quotes out of there.
Why did you help him?
I thought you were going to let me answer.
Why did you
help him?
Why did you help
him? You let me answer and I'll answer you.
Tell the truth and I'll let you answer.
I will tell the truth.
Good.
Let's do that.
That'd be a nice change. Why'd you help him?
Now, see, Mr. Chairman, I didn't come here to be insulted. I came here voluntarily.
You came here for the truth. Let's have it. Why did you help him? The quotes are here. They're in black and white. And every member of this audience can listen to the recording. It's 54 minutes long. It's all in public. You can Google it right now and listen to it.
And listen to it all.
Why'd you help him?
First of all, I didn't help them.
You did help them.
No, I did not. I certainly didn't.
You're saying you didn't do anything for them. You didn't.
Well, wait a minute.
I already have my team working on this again. That's not you.
My team assisted with the information that led to the prosecution and conviction of these people.
No, you didn't. You didn't lift a finger to prosecute him. No, you did not.
No, because it was a federal prosecution.
You had BS. You had whistleblowers come to you as early as 2019.
You're the one talking BS.
Hey, listen, it's my time.
Doesn't know what you're talking about, sir.
Oh, no, sir. You now have encountered the truth and you don't like it. Why'd you take their money?
I didn't.
You took $10,000.
That's a false statement.
$10,000 9 days after the meeting.
False statement.
You took $10,000. Here's what happened. They went to your office.
They solicited money from you.
They solicited help from you.
That's also wrong.
They came to your office.
It was your official office.
You met with them for 54 minutes.
They asked you for help.
You pledged it to them, and they talked repeatedly about money. In fact, it's all they talked
about.
Money. They said, we will put our dollars in the right place. We will support candidates that will fight to protect our interests. You replied, that's right. They said, if you are securing your donor base and securing your power base, you can act the way you want. You replied, money is freedom. They said the amount of money circulating. I'm reading the transcript. The amount of money circulating in our community today is powerful, and we haven't realizing it in a meaningful way. And you said, give me the specifics. And 9 days later, you took $10,000 from people who were then indicted. It's in your reports. Why'd you do it?
Sir, was it worth it? You know what? This is a theatrical performance.
This is the truth. This is what accountability looks like, of which you've had none.
You helped fraudsters defraud your state and this government of
$9 billion, and you got a fat campaign contribution out of it. You ought to be indicted.
Well, that's the truth.
I think we've made the point. Let's keep the tenor.
Well, for the record,
I'll ask how I want.
He's lying, and that's the truth.
Oh no, this is all on the record,
sir.
Did you bother to investigate where the money that you facilitated their fraud for, where it went? Do you know where it went, what it was used for, the fraudulent money? I do, because we just heard testimony about it yesterday.
Because we were key players in the investigation.
Hundreds of millions of dollars to terrorist groups, to transnational criminal organizations, to the drug trade, to drug trafficking, to child trafficking. And you took $10,000.
That's a lie.
And helped them do it. You know, the other thing is, whistleblowers came to you as early as 2019. Let's look. As early as 2019, whistleblowers. Don't talk over me.
No, as early as 2019,
it's my hearing, pal. As early as 2019.
Don't call me
whistleblowers
pal.
Came to, well, I should call you prisoner because you ought to be in jail.
Well, we'll see what you can
in
do.
In 2019,
about
whistleblowers came to you in your office and referred to you fraud allegations from Feeding Our Futures, and you blew them off. Listen, your own state newspaper
investigated
it. The Minnesota Star Tribune, the Partners in Nutrition, brought its concerns to the Attorney General's office in 2018 and in 2019, and you did nothing. You did nothing for years. The only action you took is, once all these fraudsters came to your office and asked you to get involved and offered you money,
then you got involved.
Then you took the money and then you got involved.
They did not come to my office. You're completely wrong about that.
You met with them for 54 minutes, and you took $10,000, and they also gave your family money. They gave your family thousands of dollars in campaign contributions in addition to what they gave you.
This is a false statement.
Let's put the
you know, this is completely untrue.
The New York Post.
Yeah, we know the New York Post.
Minnesota Keith Ellison, AG, accepted campaign donations from individuals linked to the $250 million COVID fraud scheme after they were in your office. The donations came on December 20th.
Sir,
you met with them on December the 11th, and on January 20th, the FBI knocked over their headquarters.
No.
That's the sequence of events here.
No, it's not.
You've been right at the center of this fraud thing from the beginning, and you've enabled it. And, sir, you should resign.
And, sir, you should resign. I was thinking the same thing about you.
Resign.
You know, I remember, and in fact, I think I have some of the footage of the RFK inquiries, in addition to RFK, congressional testimony of people like Hoffa and from that area. I think I've got captured some of that video when it was out there on historical sites. And it got pretty contentious. But Randy Taylor, see what you can do about it. Okay, see what you can do about that. See what you can. How cocksure is this guy that he's not going to ever see?
Oh, yeah. Kind of action? Yeah, he knows nobody's going to do anything. So he's talking all the shit he wants to talk.
Right.
He's running with it. He knows. He's also an AG. He knows how hard things are to prove in court if it ends up there. Yeah. He also knows that although Congress recommends something, doesn't necessarily mean that the Justice Department's going to act on it.
So okay, if I may, Martin, Randy Taylor, by the way, is joining me.
Who all knows how deep the payoffs are with this clown?
And okay, that's another thing. But okay, so let's take this. A lot of people, I think. Most do, but some don't. So I'm going to err on the side of caution. So how this would work, obviously, Randy Taylor, is this committee or the chairman of the committee would put together a criminal referral, send it to... Now, they could send it to the Department of Justice, and the Department of Justice could confer with the FBI, and the FBI can flip it back with the charging, the predicate for the charges.
Either way, DOJ would end up looking at it, whether it was initially handed to them or handed over by the FBI.
Regardless. Now, here's where the discussion seems to stop in the media and with even some of the influencers. We have a problem in this country because let's just say the Department of Justice decides to put this before a grand jury. Where are they going to do this? All right. Chances are it's going to be in a blue city. It may be in D.C. It may be in Minneapolis, whatever.
Minneapolis.
So,
drive-by hearing.
but hang on, because there's so much more to this. Okay, so let's just say they find a legitimate grand jury. Or if your state is like ours, sometimes you can go through the U.S. attorney, depending on the charges, or the district attorney, and not have the grand jury process, or have the grand jury process and not have the U.S. attorney have the charges filed directly. So, okay. You have to cross the hurdle of the grand jury or the judge that would sign off on the charges, okay? Then you're dealing with a potential contaminated grand jury or judge.
Judge.
In the charging phase. And then it goes before, depending on, again, this is dependent upon the state, you know, the wheel of justice spins and the judge lifts up and picks the case, right? So now you might have a rogue activist judge, which the majority of them are. So now, you know, he could say, charges dismissed, or not going to do it. Going back to the first judicial part, not going to do it. And then, of course, you've got depending on the state, you might have a U.S. attorney or a district attorney, depending on the charges, process, and state. So it's really that simple. Maybe I made that more complicated than it needed to be.
No, actually, you explained it real well.
Okay, so Randy Taylor, we have a problem in this country because the judges are corrupt. They're black-robed, tyranny-minded cuckolds,
and let's think about the people that get these AGs in power. What's his name?
Yes,
the guy that dumps all that money in there,
George Soros, among others. Open Society Foundation
and don't you think George Soros is going to do everything he can to keep this man out of a courtroom?
So, Okay, and where this Venn diagram, this convergence of events to when you talk about Pedigate, and this is something else, okay? You might think that this is all just a bunch of crap, and the children, the child sex trafficking, the abuse of children, Pedogate, Pizzagate, regardless, overlaps into all of these areas and is used as an instrument of blackmail, you know that, or is used for as leverage, or is, well, you get the idea, the overlap. All right. Do you have anything to add to that? Because I guess the bottom line here is I'm looking at this and saying, okay.
I agree, and I think that's, we've been looking for reasons why there's no arrest. One of the reasons I firmly believe that there's no arrest is that Trump, DOJ, and FBI are looking at what judges are these going to end up in front of.
Right, right.
Because we right now, the judges, the federal judges, are corrupt.
You have Boasberg. I just got to interrupt you. You got Boasberg who ruled that the criminals that were deported out of the country and in other mm-hmm. countries, that the U.S. government, Trump, must bring them back.
Yeah. Yep.
What the actual...
I don't know. And they need to learn the difference between their branch and his branch. He's a boss. End of it. These activist judges, Boasberg should be up on charges.
No, now it's the job of Congress or it's the Senate to impeach these rogue judges.
And that's a huge problem. I don't know. Congress needs to actually get to work because they've been in office and they're going to pay for it at midterms. People are tired. They are tired. Of what's going on.
Allow me to correct you. We, the people, are going to pay for it.
Right. But they're going to lose. They're going to lose their seats. And we're going to end up with a Democrat-ruled Congress, Democrat-ruled Senate. Then here we go with the impeachments again. And not of judges, of Donald Trump. This should have been dealt with already. Trump has, look, he's done some things. But he is not getting it done at the pace it needs to be done. He knew going into this, he had one term to do this stuff. And he needs to get his ass busy.
Amen to that. You know,
he signed up for this. He signed up for this. He wasn't forced into this.
Yeah.
All right? He knew what he was walking into, and he needs to keep his promises and get busy. And what do you need to get it done, sir?
You know... Which, I had so much respect at one time for Dan Bongino, and I don't get, look, I just had a lot of respect for that man, and you can make, I don't give a damn what excuse anyone makes for Dan Bongino, I don't care. As far as I'm concerned, at my age right now, I got nothing. Also, Kash Patel, great, proponent. His book was fantastic. Well, you know what? You basically wrote the charging documents for everything that you didn't file. Right. So I paid $20 for your book. I feel like it cost me,
$2,000. Way more than that.
Okay. So you got that. And I'll say another thing too.
If it isn't the judges, Doug, then I'd like to know why these people haven't been charged. Why haven't we gone back and got the people that initially tried to overthrow him in his last term? There's certainly more than enough evidence. I don't understand why Barack Hussein Obama hasn't been brought in for questioning.
Give me
a list and an executive order, and I'll take care of all this shit.
I'm going to tell you what. This was it would almost be worth it. It would drive Eric the Tech nuts because it would cost me too much money, but it'd almost be worth it to bring back the phone lines. Okay.
Ooh, that would be cool.
But you're right. You're 100% exactly right. But now here is another issue. Okay. the people out there that are making up at the moment the conservative, not MAGA, but conservative. Well, we'll throw MAGA into that, but the true conservative movement. Yeah. Do me a favor. Stop using, nicknames, pseudonyms, cutesy names, and use your real friggin' name. Put your John Hancock, like John Hancock did, on your social media posts. Don't be afraid. And if you are afraid, then grow some balls and put your, say what you mean and mean what you say. Okay. Now, in cases where you look, if you're commenting on chat, for example, you don't have to use your real name. But if you're making a statement out there and you are an influencer, I don't want to read something with all due respect, cat turd. OK, with all due respect. I'm just saying. Because you know what?
Nobody gets away from Doug.
So, and the reason I brought that up is because I was watching. We're going to show a couple more clips in RT. I'm sorry.
Catcher does crack me up, though.
Yeah. Both the posts as well as the name. I get that. But, you know. John Hancock wasn't afraid to sign his name in big font.
Oh, baby.
Just saying. Yep. All right. So there's that. And speaking, do we have any more on the fraud stuff? We do, but we're going to backdoor that. Epstein. Yes. What do you think? Okay. Should we switch to Epstein?
Yeah.
Because we're kind of, it's going to be bumpy a little bit. A little bumpy. All right.
Well, there's so much to dig through. I was going through archives today. Oh, man. You get a headache reading. And then, of course, everything's stretched out. Something they could say in one paragraph, six pages. Good luck finding anything.
There was some information that made it online. Around the time... Now, this predates Marco Polo, that whole Hillary email thing and Hunter Biden laptop thing, Marco Polo. But it predates all of that. And I have this. I'm just trying to authenticate these documents on Epstein, listing the co-conspirators or some of the co-conspirators. But here's what I'm thinking, Art, Randy Taylor, here's what I'm thinking, you tell me. Pretty much think everyone is involved. I mean, and you know what? Use your judgment, but to me, everyone's at some level is involved. And I know that's a blanket statement we shouldn't make, but I think it'd be easier to pick out people who were not involved with Epstein.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's true.
And Epstein had the CIA connections, the pedo proclivities, the pedo entertainment stuff, which does go back to Pizzagate. Yes, it does. It has a connection and all that. So there's different components. So
and he had so much blackmail on everybody.
Yeah.
So much. And I mean, think about it. This is a guy that. Got into it with Citibank. Owed Citibank $20 million, and they settled with him. And
I remember my car was almost repoed. I had settled with Citibank.
I'll bet they settled with him. I wonder who at the bank had been to Pedo Island.
Man, yeah, they settled for an undisclosed amount. It was like a buck, right?
Crazy things you read, and it just seems like every time you open it up, there's something crazier. And it's like, man, but I'll tell you right now, I firmly believe he is alive and well.
I am getting that vibe. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Vibes, look, in law enforcement operations or investigative detective operations, Randy Taylor, you and I, we've spoken about this. You know when something feels hinky, right? This got a hinky feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I mean, mm-hmm. you've been there. Yep.
And I remember looking back and the few little headshots we got of his death and things like that. and looking at him, and things didn't line up on his face and his features, you know, his ears. Things just didn't line up. And I never believed he was dead, ever. Even when, and the stories went with it, and then I heard things that were said and they got scratched. Bob, who was the ABG before the fat guy?
Before Barr?
Barr. That Barr actually went down and talked to Epstein the day before his tragic death.
Well, Barr's father, Barr, they're all connected to Epstein.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When you start looking at the spider web, everybody's in it.
Yeah.
Everybody's in it. And like Doug said, it'll be easier. One that really keeps coming back in my head, and if he's killed, I'd like to see him nailed to the wall, is Dershowitz. You know?
In my view, Randy Taylor.
Yes, sir.
That's probably, again, I've got to couch this because I can't afford another lawsuit, but in my view... Yeah, he's probably pretty high up on that list.
Yeah, I just, something about it, and I haven't found the piece that I'm looking for that I could present here on there and say, this absolutely proves that he's entered up to his eyeballs.
Okay, so again, folks, and I'm appealing to everyone watching or listening to this, I'm appealing to your humanity, your sense of person. I played many, many, many video segments from Steve Bannon's show on this platform. Yeah. And here I'm seeing, of course, you know, he did this so-called documentary. And when you look at it, wait a second, or he was going to, he took the tape. And then you see the communications. So let me ask this question to the listeners, the viewers, and to you, Randy Taylor. If you knew... And he did at that time, because it was what, a month before, or weeks before his alleged death. If Bannon knew the history, could you do an interview? Could you talk to him? Could you sit across from him for what? How many hours? Several hours? Would you email him? Would he even be allowed in your same area of breathing in your case, Randy?
No, I don't think so. I'd have to have a really high purpose for doing it.
Yeah, like prosecuting him.
Yeah, prosecuting in some way, solving a particular case related to it. That'd be the only way. I don't know how detectives, real hardcore, like homicide detectives, do their jobs.
Some of the things.
I just thank God I haven't had to deal with it.
Look, I've accompanied homicide detectives, and
yeah, you've seen a lot more of that than I have, buddy.
You know what though? I'd rather not even discuss that, especially with the other subject matter here. We're going to kind of back into that anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Here's cut one, Nancy Mace. I don't know how
and if he's dead, why is Ghislaine Maxwell not dead? See, that if they were both dead, you could sell me the dead story. Because she knew what he knew. She was a counterpart, buddy, pal, sex buddy, F buddy, whatever. She knew everything. She was lining stuff up for him.
Why
she's in an open air prison wearing casual clothes right by the coast.
I think she has a cat or something with her.
I could take her out from the boat. You know what I'm saying? Why is she still breathing and he's dead? I don't buy that he's dead. I don't buy it. It makes no sense. It makes zero sense. She probably knew more about his finances and his appointments than he actually did, because she arranged everything.
I would have to say you're accurate on the operational.
You know what I'm saying? And she slept with the man.
Well, I think there was a couple of times where she did. Look, I don't know if she did or not, but I.
Oh, I'm quite sure.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but
he'd nail anything with a heartbeat.
If
that's why Bill that's why Bill Clinton's in a dress in his house on the picture. Yeah. Where have you been, Billy Boy?
Oh man. Well, to start off, I'll tell you what. Oh gosh.
He told Bill, if you had boobs on your back, I'd marry you.
I can't.
That's as far as I go.
I can't. We're going to cut one, and then I got a special treat for you.
Commercial break.
Yeah. Or wait a second here. We're going to cut one, then cut two. You don't have to do it. Like, I mean, just Eric the Tech, cut one, cut two. And then in the special spot that's highlighted in the show notes, which is not going to translate to the show notes, the same name as that folder, there is an MP4. We had to do it this way so it would not get blitzed. So video one, video two, and then that very special video with that very special name, the same name as a folder. That's how we'll do this, okay? So let's go to cut one here. Nancy Mace.
But you would be shocked, Pierce, that some of the names that I have seen that came across the DOJ in emails that the DOJ is protecting. And we're talking about people on both sides of the aisle. We're talking about famous people, rich people, people in power, prime ministers, former prime ministers, former presidents, et cetera, media personalities that are named in these files. And that's why I say this is going to go down as the greatest cover-up, one of the greatest cover-ups in American history. And I don't believe the girls are actually going to see justice, which is why it's going to be incumbent upon people like Democrat Ro Khanna, Republican Thomas Massie. I'm a Republican myself who's willing to name some of those names in our committee work, on the floor of the House, whatever it takes, because this kind of thing cannot continue to go on. I want to give the next girl hope that when she comes forward, she won't be shamed. Her life won't be smeared in the Daily Mail or whatever the next press, you know, is going to do. What they do to female victims and to children is disgusting, because they're protecting their rich and powerful friends. But you'd be surprised, shocked even, at some of the names in the file.
Randy Taylor, any comments?
One of my favorite people, Nancy Mace. I really, look, she's been through it, and she still comes out swinging. She's a great advocate for women and against men and women's sports. She's against women that are taken advantage of sexually, since her ex-husband, I guess, decided to photograph her naked and in sex acts and publicize these things.
Yeah.
So she's been through it. I like her. She's right, though, on both sides of the aisle are guilty. And another thing, and I thought this was pretty cool, Pam Bondi, apparently they set up this database and everything and then let all the people from Congress with usernames and passwords go in and search the database.
Right.
And then Pam Bondi goes in front of them and tells them, oh, by the way, we have the results of your searches.
Yes. Explain that to me.
Oh, my God. As with any government computer, there's a name and a password involved. Well, they set up this database with name and password. So the people from Congress go in and start running searches to see if their names are in there, to see if their buddies' names are in there, constituents, donors. So Bondi says, oh, by the way, all of your search results by name and password, I have the results.
Oh, all the search and inquiries.
They flipped.
But explain to me why they would do, why she would do, why? First of all, what right does... Well, I guess they have the legal right.
It's their database.
Yeah.
They do have the legal right. And I think I'm hoping that it's part of a trap. I really do. I hope it's a trap. I need to have something to hold on to. because Bondi has got to pull a rabbit out of the hat pretty quick here. But I'm concerned with her because she goes back to the Bushes. You know what I'm saying? The Bush family.
Bondi's a big pharma, Bushes. She had her shot at Epstein when she was in Florida.
Yep.
I mean, come on.
That's what I'm saying. This chick is, I hate to say it, Doug, if she doesn't do something, it's going to prove the accusations of her being corrupt that we've heard.
Yeah.
And she's going to prove it. That's the sad part. Nobody's going to have to prove it. It will go down in history.
If nothing, I'm just going to make this prediction. I do believe that if nothing happens by, not even the midterms, but by this being February 11th or 12th, I'm sorry. So if nothing happens by
June,
I'll say, you know what? You're close. I was going to say Memorial Day, which is, June. I do suspect that there will be hell to pay by some patriotic Americans. I do think that some patriotic Americans are going to take some matters into their own hands.
Yep.
And
I post this all the time because I want the leadership in Canada to get their heads out of their asses.
Right.
If the people come to you, or a crime, especially by the mighty or by politicians, is committed, and no one does anything about it, although they know about it, although the people demand it, and they do nothing, you leave the people no recourse but to take matters in their own hands. And I hate to say it, they have the God-given right at that point because they followed man's law first.
Yes.
And you failed them. And this is what this country's and Canada, I put it down as a warning. They need to understand it. Either that or they're asleep at social media because the storm is brewing.
Yeah.
The storm is brewing. And the same thing is happening in the U.S. Mr. Trump, I'm your pal. But I'm telling you, you cannot do this to the people that put you in office. You've got to do something. Okay? Forget the tariffs and all that crap right now, okay? Get busy on the legal, because if they end up with a Democratic House, okay, both the Senate and Congress, all right, they're coming after you, pal.
Oh, 100%.
They are coming after you.
Yeah.
Those people need to be sitting in jail at midterms or before, or already into their prison sentence at midterms.
Or it's going to be us sitting there.
Yeah, exactly. And this, we can't do this again, man. It went, you know what? When Biden got in, a lot of us patriots, we bit our tongues, we bit our fingers, we spoke out about it, but we didn't march on Washington. Don't count on that not happening again, man, or that happening again, because you don't know next time. We're not going to have another Democrat in the White House. Not today's Democrats. No. These aren't your daddy's Democrats. This is some newfangled creation, scientific experiment in ideology and communism, and I don't want to see them in power, okay? Look at what they're doing to our children. These Democrats, they cannot be allowed in power. And we need to clean up the House. Congress, meaning both Senate and the House, they need to be cleaned up and get the freaking foreigners out of there. They don't belong in there. I don't care if you migrated here. Your children can run for Congress, but not your sorry ass.
And, you know, speaking of that,
you don't belong here.
Exactly. And hold that thought, because video 4 shows exactly what you just said. However, Eric the Tech video 2, Anna Paulina Luna.
I love her.
You know, again, about Epstein alive, what's going on, what happened at the prison. You know, we know it's a bunch of BS, but we know we're being lied to. Here's Anna Paulina Luna. Here's her take on it. And you know, I so appreciate, by the way, Gerald Celani. Okay, now I... he would say, I'm a political atheist, and he does say that, and me too. At the moment, I'm a friggin' political. Look, it's them versus us at the moment. Until things change, that's where mm-hmm. I'm at. But here's, excuse me, here's cut two. It's just 2.5 minutes long. Here it is.
I want to talk about what was new, because the missing minute of the surveillance video outside of Epstein's cell was now publicized in this dump. But Attorney General Pam Bondi said this previously. What we learned from the Bureau of Prisons was every night the video was reset and every night should have the same minute missing. But this shows that that missing minute isn't missing at all. It's there. What do you make of that discrepancy?
Well, I think that we need to get better cameras, but also too, you know, there's a lot of information, and the Attorney General, as far as this is concerned, is dealing with a number of other things. Although I think that this is obviously a very important case because of the way that the American people feel and that there was not justice served. I think that that's the same perspective, and I have that same viewpoint because I've heard the victim's stories. And also too, you know, when you're hearing some of the names of these people, I won't say it yet, but when you're hearing some of the names of these people and you're hearing that they are also paying off law enforcement, you know, why were these people that were accepting bribes not also charged? You know, you're complicit in that. That's illegal. You can't do that. I can't accept a bribe like that. So there does need to be justice brought and served. And so it's going to be interesting once we get through our investigation, of which it's going to be very, very extensive. We will be able to make criminal referrals, and then the Department of Justice, which I'm sure will be following up on those criminal referrals.
And how deep do you think, or what we can expect, will that go? Will that go to the people who were bribed, the people that were paid off? I mean, how big is this pie chart or this org chart?
It's a very big org chart. Again, I think it transcends countries. It's international. There's international banks involved. There's very wealthy and powerful people. But it's not a crime to have lunch with someone. It is a crime to traffic someone. And so those are also the differentiating factors that need to be taken into account here. And then also, too, it's also a crime to have sex with someone who is underage, period. Grooming, all of this stuff that happened to these young women, it's actually really heartbreaking to see. I also heard one instance of a woman who had an infant, and when she came forward, she saw that there was a lawsuit against the Epstein estate, I guess. She actually had her infant child, a little girl, threatened. They threatened to kill her. So I think that that in itself just shows the type of people that this is. I think any parent or mom listening to this would understand that those type of people, you know, even if it was Jeffrey Epstein, the fact that they felt that they could do that. I mean, you're looking at a very, very dark, sinister psychology here. But more importantly, we're going to uncover immigration fraud. We already have been told by the attorneys that it exists, and they're going to help us point to the documents, et cetera. So in my opinion, anything that we find, no matter how big or small, we're going to be referring to the DOJ.
Which is going to stay on Pam Bondi's desk, apparently, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how much faith I have in this. Mm-hmm. And all this should have been done.
We'll keep digging. Now, everybody hasn't found everything in these Epstein files. I did just as a random search today in the database. I just put in the word 11 years old. That's all I did. And an email came up, okay, from someone to Epstein about an 11-year-old, something about, but I have to make sure I can trust her around you. Right. And I studied that email I reread it, because it's written in that cryptic, not perfect English rambling that's almost so bad that it spells out perfectly what I think it says.
On the searches, I just want to alert you and everyone. Well, you know this, but as we've talked about this, but for example, children, the word children intentionally misspelled.
Yes.
Other words intentionally misspelled.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. And strange characters put in place of letters.
Now, some of those strange characters are the result of the importation of emails. Right. It doesn't translate well. Okay. So some of them are just.
But still, there's some. It's that suspicious, you know what I mean? Yeah. When it's worded like that, I really. And then they've redacted who it's from. So you take one out and leave Epstein in, and don't tell me shit.
Exactly. Yeah.
Except that I have a suspicious email in front of me. Thanks a lot.
Yes. And
once again, this is why I said that they don't release all this stuff, is because that email in front of the wrong person, you know what I'm saying? With a specific name, man, there's no telling what would happen with it. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
I see yeah. both sides of this.
I do as well.
And it's frustrating.
But you know, it's I can see both sides. There shouldn't be both sides because it's up to law enforcement. Yeah. But law enforcement, though. Okay, so if I am going to submit my material, my investigative results to a DA, then it is up to me to present that in a manner that really has no ambiguity built in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
At least not on my part. So for the Department of Justice to release files in the manner in which they did.
I know. And I've said all along, that's why you can't mass dump this stuff or release all of them. Can you imagine that disaster? I want to see every one of them, but you can't just mass release them.
Well,
and it is eating at everybody's brain so much right now that I kind of half-ass understood why Trump said, look, can we move along? Because he's going to keep releasing this stuff. He's going to keep releasing it. Because from the time he said that to the release, they didn't come up with all of that in that period of time. That stuff was going to be released anyway. There's another dump coming, I'm sure.
Oh, there is. I mean, you got half, essentially almost half unreleased, and that doesn't include the videos. And folks, we know about the videos in PDFs. We so save the emails, okay? We got it. We know about that. Now to quickly move on, because it's just so people know, because we have people tuning in here.
We know about pictures inside of pictures too.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Stake analysis. You know, oh boy. But so the people who are watching this live, be it on X or whatever, or the people who are tuning into this on Rumble, you may have seen this before. You may. Some of these things, some I know you haven't, but some you have. I just want to quickly go over, Artie, with your permission, a couple of pictures. Okay, as we enter into this, now the Pettigate Pizzagate relative to, beyond Epstein, but relative to what's really taking place today. And some of the information that has made its
debut. Around.
Yeah. All right. So if this is your first time, and so allow me to do this, and if you've been around, then you know. But Eric the Tech, rather than mess with your mind, we're just going to play picture roulette, okay? So in the folder, there are additional photographs, or there are photographs I put in there. Quite frankly, I'm not sure which is going to pop up, because I don't have that. They're not marked. They're not marked, so... If you can go to like image, the top image, and we'll just go one by one, and I'll explain these so you know that we are bringing receipts about what is taking place with respect to child trafficking, human trafficking, organ donation, satanic ritual abuse, what these people are doing, which will introduce into the next, or into this following segment, but let's just go through these pictures real quick, and I'll explain them. Fire when ready. All right, I don't know how many people have seen this picture. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. You want receipts? Okay, well, that's me. And I'm holding, what am I holding? I'm holding a human skull. No, that's not from a Halloween store, and a femur. And that was used in a satanic ritual abuse setting altar to make an altar the same way that Ted Bundy did, right? Just as an FYI. Is it shocking? Yeah. I mean, you know what? You should be shocked. And if you're not, then there's something wrong with you. Next picture.
Nice shirt, though.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. That is a picture drawn by a multiple. As someone with DID, they would call it DID, but essentially a possessed individual who took part in satanic ritual abuse settings. That is something that is an original. Okay. In other words, that's not a copy. That's an original. We have possession of that off premise, of course. All right. Next one. That's what I was holding. That is, that's how we transported it. That's in the box how we transported it.
That's as real as they get, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. All right. Next one. There, that was after, believe it or not, I put it back. It's after processing, so just another angle of that. Next one. That is a intricate drawing done by a victim of traffickers and also SRA, satanic ritual abuse. Witness horrible, horrible, horrible things. The killing of a child. To the Rolling Stone reporters, stick it in your ass. All right, next one.
All the way.
Yeah, same, same woman or same victim. I don't look. It is what it is. You can see the photograph. It's a drawing, or not photograph, but drawing. It's a photograph of a drawing from a victim. Next one. You want to talk about snuff films? You want to talk about snuff films? There you go. That's obviously to the whoever monitors these, that's not a that is, you're not seeing someone die there. Okay. But you can look at that and understand what that is.
It's a reasonable facsimile.
All right. Again, do I need to explain these? Next one. People think this shit's not going on. I'm telling you, it's going on. We've seen it. Yeah, and that's the stuff. That is the absolute least offensive stuff I could even think about showing you.
It's sickening. Just sickening. You think about a child and then putting them through sex abuse, ritual abuse, maybe having them witness another child die or other children. And then when their tormentors are done with them, then they sell them for their organ parts. What kind of life is that?
You know, and look, my God, my guts are twisted right now.
Ugh.
Okay, so somebody in the chat asked, is that a pic found at the scene of a crime or what? Puke bucket, which picture are you referring to? The drawing or the photograph?
Probably the photograph.
I'll just say this. The drawings were drawn and taken from the victims of these rituals. The photograph that you saw, the red and the metal, okay, that was taken by a participant. That one, that was taken by a participant. That's not even a warm up of a warm up of a warm up.
That's just the stuff you could show here.
And okay, so to the nice person in the chat who said, "Look, I can't have this stuff in my house. See you next week." I understand that, but okay, if you are, look, we need to fight this evil. If we don't fight this evil, then that's on us. I'm not going to get pissed off about anyone leaving. I understand. It's not for you. But I'll tell you what, people better get out there and start fighting this shit. Well, okay, people can talk all day. You know, I'm so sick and fucking tired about people just flapping their gums and you know, well, you know, saying this or that.
We're turning away from it.
Well, yeah, but these you know, influencers who got a lot of clout and they're just flapping their gums, they have no flipping idea what they're talking about because they have never seen this up close and personal like Eric has, like Randy Taylor, like I have, like Russ has and Russ's team. And you've not been in the trenches, and that's fine. Thankfully, you haven't been in the trenches. But I'll tell you something. You can't say it's not happening, and you can't minimize it.
And you can't turn from it.
No.
Because turning away, it's not one of those things where, oh, we won't talk about it, so it's not happening. Don't work like that. We wish it was that easy. It's not going anywhere. Yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's true. So I found this. In 2017.
Don't apologize, Doug.
No, I'm not apologizing for anything. But believe me.
Don't choose her. No.
First of all, an apology is a sign of weakness. And second of all, I got nothing to be sorry about. Well, I do, but not in this venue.
No. Thank you. I'm glad you showed the audience that. They need to know what's going on.
But you know, Randy Taylor, just with 9/11, as with 9/11, we were showing this back in 2016, 2017. Eric the Tech was here. You were here. Joe was here. If we can go to the same name as a folder, if you can play that when you're ready.
And Doug, this is a lot like the people jumping out of the World Trade Center. They took them off TV. They don't want people to see it.
Yeah.
Maybe if they had seen it, and maybe if you'd played it enough, there wouldn't be a mayor in charge of New York City today. That's all Muslim.
Yeah. Not just a Muslim, but a democratic socialist Muslim, a communist Muslim. I mean, as much as that doesn't make sense. It's
rat bastard Muslim.
There you go. So you know what? yeah. Okay, have fun with that, because it's coming to a town. And I'm glad you brought that up, because that's coming to towns near us, RT.
Yep. So,
anyway.
Yep.
Are you able to play that?
They come in here and kill us, and then you welcome them.
Okay, thank you. And yes, you're correct. All right, so fire that file that shall not be named. Fire that up.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagmann and Hagmann Report. Let me tell you something. We are so blessed to have you, the audience, as listeners. I just want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. These are issues we're talking about.
Did I go deaf, or did that just suddenly stop?
It suddenly stopped, sir.
All right.
Must be Josh Hawley there somewhere.
Yeah,
that's it. Keith Ellison did it. Get that bastard in here.
I'm going to start taking the hostages.
I'm telling you. All right. Oh, boy.
Well, now, we're having great luck with all of this, aren't we?
Yeah, good deal on the films, man.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you can. Yeah. Sorry about that. But you know, here's the thing. With this, that's almost 10 years ago, right? You and I were a lot younger.
Yeah.
You know,
I had legs.
Yeah. I had other internal organs too. I mean, anyway. But see, what we're about to play, I think, is important for people to really get the understanding of what's happening today, because this is not an I told you so, here it is, we told you back then. This is,
oh yeah,
this is more than that. This is, the information is still operative. Okay.
So, and even before that,
yeah,
our information was correct. all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
It was correct enough the U.S. government would use it.
And the Islamic components.
And call it their own.
All right. We're going to try this again. So let's see. And we'll go for a little bit. I don't know how long this is. I didn't. But sure. We'll go for a little bit. All right. Go ahead.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagmann and Hagmann Report. Let me tell you something. We are so blessed to have you, the audience, as listeners. I just want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. These are issues we're talking about, we've been talking about, that are extremely critical to our way of life, to our constitutional republic, but even more important than that, for the sake of our children. And one of the people that I've got a lot of respect for is Sean from the SGT Report. Folks, if you go to our video page on our YouTube channel, and I ask once again, and you've come through, but let me ask again, I ask for everyone to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Even if you never go there, just subscribe, because it does keep us, it provides a level of
information for us. You're going to advance that to 3.5 minutes
but
or so.
We do hope you go there.
Got the crap here.
On the interview, this guy knows his stuff. Sean, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Doug and Joe, thank you so much for having me back. And that adulation is really not necessary. All I'm doing is sharing some of the wonderful research that has been done by so many other citizen journalists in the case of Pizzagate and Pedigate. So many of them go nameless, as you know, Doug. Yeah. Others have names. Some of them I will mention during this presentation that I've prepared for you guys tonight. I have a number of sound bites. I want to set the historical record straight so that anybody that would demonize those of us who are researching Pizzagate will need to take a step back before uttering any slander or libel and putting it our way, because all we are doing is reporting facts and presenting circumstantial evidence, which I know you, Doug, have said is the most difficult type of evidence to manufacture.
It is. It is indeed, because, for obvious reasons. You can manufacture physical evidence. People do it all the time. But circumstantial evidence is most difficult. You go ahead. Start, I guess, fire at will, because you got the floor.
All right. Well, I just want to say, Joe, so glad to be back on with you as well. I think you're both just doing such a service to humanity. So thank you. Thanks for having Pizzagate Angela on. She's become a fast friend. And I was listening to the interview prior to me coming on here with Paul Williams. And what a fantastic interview. And I hope you have Paul back again soon, because I didn't know what he said, which was before he wrote the book Gladio, Operation Gladio, he didn't know about the deep state. And when he found out about how he's been sold out, we've all been sold out by these intelligence agencies, his faith was shattered. He was devastated. And I think that's how all of us who are awakening to this stuff are feeling. I mean, right now, you guys, we're being treated like a woman in an abusive relationship with a cheating, misogynistic pig of a husband. And it's almost as though if that woman found evidence on her husband's cell phone that he was cheating on her, because he left it open and texts with his mistress were coming through, and she brought it to his attention, he would beat the crap out of her and then take her before a judge and have her put in the loony bin for having gotten that evidence without his permission. I mean, that's really what we're up against here, because all of the evidence we're going to present here tonight is smoking gun evidence of what is being called Pizzagate, which is the DC-centric pedophile child trafficking ring, and Pedogate is the global child trafficking ring. So I just want to set the stage with a sound clip from Hunter S. Thompson, who appeared on the David Letterman show in 1987 or 8, we're not clear which, I believe it was late 87. And Hunter Thompson he's been alleged to have been involved in the direction of snuff films. I'd like to play this soundbite for you guys. You ready?
Fire at will.
Here it comes.
You ever hike up into the mountains?
Oh, yeah. I do that for, I like to kill.
And when you say kill, you're talking about what? Neighbors? What?
We don't want to talk about shooting people, do we?
No, but you're teasing when you say you like to kill, right?
Yeah. No, I'm not teasing. I used to like to kill. when I realized that I was hunting
you're in order to kill. You like hunting?
I quit. Well, I did. I quit.
Yeah. But I know that when you
but I quit because I realized I was not hunting for meat. I was hunting because I like to kill.
Yeah. Have you talked to anyone about this stuff?
Were you guys able to hear that okay?
Yep.
Yeah.
Good old Hunter Thompson.
So,
yep.
Yeah, so Hunter S. Thompson, the gonzo journalist on David Letterman. And Letterman says, you're teasing, right, that you like to kill people. Because, I mean, he literally says in this clip, we don't want to talk about hunting people on national TV, do we? Letterman says, you're teasing, right? He says, yeah, no, I'm not teasing. I used to like to kill, and now I don't do that anymore. So circumstantial evidence, a very crazy soundbite, but Hunter S. Thompson himself has been implicated by Paul Bonacci, one of the children from the Franklin cover-up, one of 80 children, two of whom went to prison for telling the truth, whereas the other 78 were forced by the FBI to recant their testimony or face up to 500 years in prison for perjury. Here's Ted Gunderson explaining that in his own words.
And what happened when all of this came to light? The FBI stepped in and cross-examined every one of the children and told them if they did not recant their testimony, they would be liable to as much as 530 years in prison for perjury. They were grilled for hour on hour. The ones who didn't recant ended up either dead or in jail.
Next clip, if you want me to play it, is testimony from Paul Bonacci himself.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
He was incarcerated.
You can cut that. Yes.
In which he explained.
Randy Taylor, here's what I'm going to do. And folks listening and watching this in real time, here's what I'm going to do. Within the next day or two, I got to get a chance to breathe, okay? I'll make that video, the entire interview. I'll put it up on our Rumble channel. Okay, so you know. You can go to, in fact, it'll be at Hagman PI, and then but it'll be on our Rumble channel. So please follow us on Rumble. And if you're watching or if you're here tonight, give us a thumbs up. Or if you're seeing this, give us a thumbs up. It does stuff to the algorithm. So I'll put that one up. And RT.
Yes, sir.
Any comments on that?
Doesn't surprise me.
No.
Doesn't surprise me at all. We know there's snuff films. I've seen snuff films. They used to be available on the internet many, 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 many years ago if you knew how to get to them.
And then, of course, the lighter version faces a death.
And a lot of other snuff films are out of South America.
Yep. Yep.
An alarming amount out of South America.
You're right.
I also... When we talk about the elite and them being into this kind of thing, and I've also heard when I was in the military, sitting in a military bar and talking with some other people, talking about people that hunted people for fun.
And we have to, exactly, you're exactly right. That does happen.
I mean, it just at the time, you got to bear in mind, I was a 20-year-old kid. I wasn't in tune. There wasn't an internet then. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't covered on your local TV news station. That's for sure. It's like I told you guys about the, and I'll never forgive myself at the time for being in the room. It was a drug deal. I was overseeing a drug deal. And there was a bunch of kids in the room. And I didn't know anything about child trafficking. I didn't know. And I left, and I never thought about it until years later, and then I remembered those kids in that room. I could have saved them. There wasn't anybody in that room who whipped my ass. You know what I mean? And then years later, to think about that and realize what was going on in that room, and to realize that I didn't know what was going on.
You can't blame yourself for that.
Well, I know, but you know, you think about that. You know, if God wanted me to know at the time, he would have made sure I knew at the time. So for whatever reason, you know, but this stuff is real, man. These people are real. And what they do to children is real. and they feel like they can get away with it because they have been getting away with it.
So, Randy Taylor, and ladies and gentlemen listening and watching this, we brought some of the most least offensive evidence, showed you that. We deal with this, okay? We have to have a national discussion about this. We've dealt with this, I should say, and we're dealing with it as well through investigations and such. And when you happen upon an altar made of human bones, yes, we've been there. When you happen upon physical evidence that certainly suggests organ removal, who do you talk to about that? You can't go home and talk to your wife about that. And I'll tell you what, that whole shit, that changes you. It changes you. But
and we're not drinkers or, you know, big drug users, so we can't turn to that. You know, the stuff Doug's been through with this is, you know, I've scraped the surface. Him and Eric have been really hardcore into this, and you know, and I have the utmost respect for him. Utmost respect. Well, if you got offended by that little bit that Doug showed you, that's nothing.
Which brings me to the point, Randy Taylor. What do you think about the evidence that exists at that level of the FBI? I have to be careful what I say. If we had possession of snuff films, yeah, from, you know, local or regional, yep, crimes that we, of course, submitted to the proper law enforcement bodies, but nothing has happened, or nothing has happened. Explain to me, and they have obviously videos and mm-hmm, physical evidence. What are we to do? What are you and I? What's the average person supposed to do?
Well, I hate to answer that question. I know the answer. Yeah, I know the answer. You know the answer.
And you know, some people say I have anger issues. But I got more than that. We both.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your children and grandchildren he's out there protecting, just like Craig Slur, just like that man who was on here the other night. Don't get mad at him. Don't blow him off. Don't disrespect him. He's protecting your kids.
And my apologies. I should have mentioned Craig Sawyer because he's been right there, you know.
A dangerous thing these men do.
His is the takedown. God bless that man for the takedown. Mm-hmm. Ours is the infiltration and investigation. Of course, that's a little dicey, but okay. And Danny Boy Smith, I was back in the 70s. I was right where you're at, too. I remember the first couple of carnage scenes I responded to as a first responder before they call them that. And my partner, we were extricating somebody from a vehicle from an accident. My partner had the individual's legs, and I had this underneath his arms. And actually, we went out different doors. It does something to you. And you get the idea, folks, from that, right? So, all right. So I'm responding to Danny Boy. I know. I've been there. All right. One more thing. I'm looking at the time. Randy Taylor, this is, I didn't want to play this. If you want to play one, two, three, it would be the fourth video from the top, or from the bottom, I'm sorry, fourth from the bottom, Angela. Because here's what happens. Here's what happens. And quite frankly, this could happen to us right now. But here's what happens when you start telling the truth. I'll put this one up too as well as a standalone video. So I'll play the first couple of minutes of it. All right. So we can talk about this, but the censorship that's going on right now, Randy Taylor, that's the other thing too, the censorship, and you and I should talk as he's preparing the video to get, they don't want us to talk about this.
No. No, they want a spotlight shift, believe me. It's all right, though. We're going to talk about it.
And this, obviously, I've never, I mean, when we began talking about this, okay, let's just play.
3, 2, 1, this. Go.
Go ahead.
Network.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Boy, have we got just a tremendous treat for you. You remember Angela, right, from Twitter? Angela?
Hi.
Hi, Angela. You remember Angela from before. Now, Angela is a tremendous citizen journalist. She has got, she has researched, hours upon hours upon hours upon hours of the Pedogate issue. And some people think it's gone away. Some people think, well, everyone's backed down from it. You know, that's the furthest thing from the truth out there. People like Angela are still active. However, Angela got her original Twitter feed taken down, and I think she's back up now, right?
No.
There it is. Okay.
She's back up under a different name.
Right, okay. But exactly. And folks, on the screen right now, you can see, if you're watching this live via YouTube, you can see, of course, her, because we took a screen capture of this, and we downloaded a lot of the links from her, from her previous YouTube, so there, or from her previous Twitter. So there it is there. However, now she's back up and running. Angela, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
Well, it's thank you for coming on. So where are we with this whole issue? Your investigation, your findings, your survival, your everything. Where are we?
Well, right now, my hands are kind of tied and my feet are kind of tied on Twitter.
Yeah.
When I first got back that first day, and you have to remember the first day, I had very few followers compared to before, but I was getting so much traffic, like the first 24 hours. And then it just kind of stopped. And I kind of had an idea that they had probably begun shadow banning me. And then people started messaging me and telling me that my messages wouldn't show up in their feed, that they have to come to my my page to see it. So I kind of had an idea. And now, as of today, like everything I post is considered sensitive material. And I actually can't see anything, any original posts that people send me. If they tag me in it, because it automatically gets marked as sensitive to me. And if I try to change my settings, it redirects me to my old email address. So I'm not quite sure what to do yet. So, but if that's, I just wanted to say that in case people are still sending me stuff and they think I'm ignoring them.
All right. You can stop it right there. And that's fine. That wasn't the one. There was one where, right after Sean, or right before Sean, she appeared, and she was she laid out the case for Pizzagate, which that was responsible in part for the Rolling Stone interview, which was responsible in no small part for us getting kicked off of every platform known to man, and her, and God, that woman is great, Sean, fantastic. And then the reason we wanted to touch on the censorship part as well is this is why we are so, at least I am so insistent that we do not self-censor on social media platforms. You spell out the word rape, you spell out the word assault, mm-hmm. you spell out the word terrorist, you spell out the word Islam, nothing cute, okay? You say what you mean, you type what you mean.
Yeah, no asterisks.
Right, forget about that.
Okay.
Okay. If we all do that, what are they going to do? Ban us all?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be in good company. Or you'll be in good company.
Yeah. Well, but see, that's capitulating to the censorship And
when I'm posting in Canada, I don't hold back.
Yeah.
I go right on Mark Carney's feed and I blast him. I do. Well, I don't. One day he might come for me. Then guess what? Come for me.
Well, you'll get those RCMP wimps up there.
Yeah.
And the soy boy.
They've said a lot of them.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It's little bitches.
Really?
They're corrupt all the way to the top. And absolutely. Look at the leader of the RCMP.
Thanks. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man, that's just vomit material. I wouldn't serve under somebody like that. And you wonder why the place is so corrupt. I mean, look at this. Hey, did you see this school shooting up here?
So I was going to ask you, because this is the trans, this is a consequence, direct consequence of this trans movement.
Yes, this trans ideology.
Yeah.
First they locked our kids down on COVID.
Yep.
And then they started pumping this crap. As soon as they walked back in the classroom, even some of it online. And then they told the parents, you can't interfere. Yeah, they're passing laws everywhere that says, oh, well, you can't even discuss that. And if the child wants to do it, the teacher doesn't have to tell the parents.
Right.
Okay? We have a problem.
Yeah.
And it's the drugs and this ideology, they're making these kids mentally ill. Yep. They're butchering their bodies. They're giving them these hormone blockers. And I have a problem with the parents that go along with this or the parents that introduced it to their kids.
Parents, doctors, teachers, all of them.
All of them. And you have no right to do this to children. And this is what and the drugs that they're giving them, and then they give them antidepressants with the drugs, with the hormone blockers, and these kids are it isn't working out, and they're feeling very alone, and they're starting to. It's a problem. But the last major shooting, Eric, I sent you a chart with like 8 pictures on it, and it's the shootings have been. Trans, okay, and most of them, okay, are male transitioning to female, okay? And what really burns me up is when the cops start to talk about it, okay? If you could see that there, every one of those shooters were trans. Stop and look at it. We don't have a gun problem, people. We've never had a gun problem. We have an irresponsible adult that lets children get to gun problem. Okay. And in this particular case, now I'm not going to say this name right. Okay. But this is Jesse Van. Okay. And they first called it Strang, but the actual name is like Rootsayer. Okay. 18-year-old kid. All right. Now, keeping that photo in mind there. This is the mentality of this guy, girl. I'm gonna call him a guy because he's a guy.
Okay? Right, I'll interject real quick. Keep that up.
Pull up the laughing video.
So that was horrible, but thanks for sending it. But the interview with the RCMP head, when the reporter. Misgendered or properly gendered this moron, this killer, that the RCMP idiots corrected and said, oh, he or it's a she.
She, yeah. She,
it's
that
a too. She. She the identifies guy, as a female.
The guy in the white shirt. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Okay. So.
And initially you knew this was a trans deal because they said shooter person.
Yeah.
And the initial, in fact, you and I were on the air with Craig when this happened.
Right.
This happened and we went on the air. We didn't know about it. Debbie shot me a text, but I didn't have enough information to say it out loud on the air.
So it was a shooting in Canada,
right?
And it was done by trans. And you can put that picture back up, Eric, if you want to continue talking about that or whatever.
I want that video of the insane laughter of this kid, because this is still in my head. Now watch this. This was a video recorded by this kid of himself. Listen to this. If this don't get... This lets you know what's going on here in this brain.
Now that was posted, I believe, on social media, was it not?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm glad you real quick. The social media platforms allow and even promote that. Mm-hmm. But to discuss what we're discussing.
Oh, we're bad people, though.
We're bad people, right?
We're bad guys.
And one last thing I want to say about all of this, and you might say, well, you threw a lot of stuff out there and it's sensationalized. And no, it's not. With respect to the Canadian shooting, please, folks, do me a favor. Write this name down. Dr. Donald Ewen, or E-W-E-N, Cameron. Okay, because this is so important to what's going on today. Dr. Cameron led the Allen Memorial Institute at McGill University in Montreal. And that was from 1943 through 1964. He was a central figure in a series of covert black ops, CIA operations under the mind control experiments as well, known as, you know it, MKUltra. Okay, so he used paralytic drugs, he used hallucinogenic drugs, he used different types of drugs to change into mind control individuals. Now, what does that have to do with anything we're seeing today? The product of the CIA mind control, the intelligence, worldwide intelligence apparatus mind control, the product is happening today.
Yep.
Period.
And you can go back and check on some of these mass shooters, and you'll find out for some reason or another, more than one, were under the care of a government psychiatrist. A government psychiatrist. To stop and think about that. Why wouldn't you just be under the care of a regular psychiatrist, a regular doctor? You know what I mean? And when you start digging and you see these things, it makes you wonder, because they slipped up letting you know that. And which one was it? The one that dressed like the Joker?
Yeah.
That kid out in, I think it was Colorado, Doug.
He was at the theater.
The one at the theater.
Theater.
Okay. He was under the care of, it came out at one time under the care of an Air Force psychiatrist, a gentleman that was actually in the Air Force. Why?
Yep.
For what 100%. Possible reason? You know what I'm saying? When you see and then suddenly it vanishes. And it's actually, you see it in a newspaper. So, I mean, it had to be pretty decently sourced.
It was at the time. And we've got a folder on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And
because some things just don't jive. We also know that there was somebody outside of that theater assisting.
Yes.
We know that. Yeah. You can't deny that. If you look at the evidence, an idiot would conclude that there was a second individual involved. Someone that knew nothing about nothing. You could walk them through the evidence there. And walk through the crime scene, and they would conclude, well, there had to be somebody else involved to open that door. You know, there had to be somebody at this point involved. And that's when you start to really question things. And that's why the subject of MKUltra even comes up. Because we have so much trouble finding radical solutions that are viable, a viable solution for such radical behavior. And then when you start digging, there's patches and holes and cover-ups and things in the story. And that's yes. when you go, and that's when you look at it and go, wow, where have we seen this before?
Yeah.
Gee, what agency do we know that's notorious for these things?
The level of mind control in behavioral programming right now, you see it on the streets of Minneapolis. You see it, to a lesser extent, mm-hmm. with the street protests and riots and what have you. But there is that component, along with the SSRI drugs and just the prolific use of that.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
And a component in the media.
Yeah, the media as well.
The media is implicit, too. They're given scripts to run, and they run them. And we know they run them because we've taken where you can see 60 different affiliate stations all saying the exact same words, the exact same sentences. That's not by accident.
Mockingbird, yeah, Operation Mockingbird.
That is not by accident, nope. Ladies and gentlemen.
And we
continue to allow it.
So the other evidence that we were going to present, we don't have time for it, but... how all of this connects. You have inside the Epstein documents, whether this does come out or doesn't come out, I don't know, which relates to the Wiener laptop, which relates to the Hillary emails, which relates to the DNC transfer WikiLeaks. All of this is connected to the I guess, Randy, we can make the connection without effort to a program, not program like mind control, but a program or a platform of instruction.
Yes.
Okay. By individuals. Mm-hmm. While people are focused, and that this is fine, while people are focused primarily on the, you know, the ICE operations pulling people out of the cars, or the rioters, you know, throwing stuff.
Or this Guthrie story.
Or that too, okay, which, yeah.
Look, ladies and gentlemen, we're so easily distracted is what Doug's trying to tell you. That's what he's trying to say. We are so easily distracted. We're like the kids sitting in the magic show. And we're all watching up here in the hand when he's putting a quarter in your pocket.
Yeah.
Then it's just like that, right? That's the best description I can give you.
And, you know, we've been so infiltrated, because you mentioned this earlier, and we don't have to play this, but there's a House representative who can barely speak English. And I'm not talking about the MacGyver, you know, who wants to ask somebody a question. I'm talking about the guy from India and others who should never have been able to infiltrate our government positions.
Yes.
So you've got
their loyalty conflict. Is not with the U.S. I don't give a damn what they say.
No.
And their behavior proves it. So I don't have to say it.
Exactly. And so all of this combined, we have to have a national discussion, because there is no coexistence possible. You cannot coexist with pure evil, and that's what we're looking at, is pure evil, my friend.
And the ones and the people that do speak up, the witnesses, get killed. They're silenced. That tells you how big this is. Okay, this isn't just some gang on the Chicago West Side. Okay, this is international. And they kill people. But you know what? We're not afraid of them. And if I go out that way, cool.
Hey, we are. I'm the same way.
God's going to give me another point.
There we go.
The Lord knows I need them.
And again, I realize...